This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه وعلى عفوه بعد قدرته والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تنازعوا فتفشلوا وتذهب ريحكم واصبروا صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, you and I, as human beings, we are social beings. We interact with one another. And there is great benefit in interacting with one another, communicating with one another, having relationship with one another. When Allah Ta'ala mentions the favors of Allah upon human beings, Allah Ta'ala says, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانَ. I created human being and I gave him the faculty of speech and communication, that he can communicate with one another. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said in a hadith in Sahih Muslim, الْمُسْلِمُ الَّذِي يُخَالِطُ النَّاسِ وَيَصْبِرُ عَلَىٰ أَذَاهُمْ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِ الَّذِي لَا يُخَالِطُ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَصْبِرُ عَلَىٰ أَذَاهُمْ. A Muslim who interacts with people and he makes sabr upon the inconvenience is better than a Muslim who does not interact with people. And he does not have to bear the inconvenience. Many a times people say, we are independent. Hum kisi ke saath milna nahi chahte. That is not a Muslim. A Muslim is he who meets people and he interacts with people. And in interaction, there is sometimes inconvenience. And one of the aspects in interaction is that there is always an aspect of misunderstanding, disputes. When you interacting, there's always going to be a chance of misunderstanding, disputes, arguments. Look at the beauty of Allah's kalam and Allah's wisdom. When Allah makes mention of the farziyat of Hajj, when Allah Ta'ala says that Hajj is farz, فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجِّ فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالٍ. When Hajj becomes farz, amongst the things that when it becomes farz, when you go for Hajj, don't make jagra. Don't go and argue and disputes because you are meeting people. When there is a meeting, an occasion of meeting, there is also the possibility of disputes. So Allah specifically says, وَلَا جِدَالٍ. Don't go and fight in Hajj. Because in Hajj you are meeting. And today there is added dimensions with regard to fighting in Hajj. Sometimes it's mujamala, sometimes it's sahuk, so people are fighting. So Allah Ta'ala says in Hajj, don't go and fight. Wala jidala fil Hajj. This is the reality. Now, argumentation and disputes is no ordinary matter. Insan ko aapas mein milne julne aur musalihat ki zarurat hai. Lekin is duran aapas mein jagre ka samna karna padta hai. So ek fitri cheez hai. Allah in the Holy Quran had said, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. Human being is prone towards argumentation. He is prone towards disputes. There's always a time, there is an opportunity for disputes. We've got to suppress. Remember what I'm saying. We have to suppress the desire to get involved in argumentation. Jagra se hume baaz rehna chahiye. Sometimes there is a various way. They say one day the husband and wife were talking. So the husband and wife, now they were supposed to come at a very important anniversary. So the wife gave a hint to the husband and said, I want a gift that can go from 0 to 100 in 5-6 seconds. She was now hinting towards a very fast car. So the husband went to get her a weighing scale. Also go from 0 to 100 in 1 second. So human being is by nature argumentative. Now this is not an easy matter. It's not an easy matter. Allah Ta'ala ki rahmat se hum jagre, Allah Ta'ala ki rahmat se ہمیں محروم کر دیتے ہیں. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا, don't argue and disputes, don't dispute. فَتَفْشَلُوا, Allah will take away your strength. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you cowards. When you argue and dispute, Allah ta'ala takes away your strength. Look at today what is happening. Whether it be in the ummah, whether it be sometimes many great empires, family empires, they started arguing and disputing. What happened with them? Allah ta'ala took away their strength. And Allah will make you cowards. The reason why today we are cowards to be able to face the challenges and the enemies of this world, because we are fighting with one another. So Allah ta'ala says, وَلَا تَنَازَوُ فَتَفْشَلُوا. It takes away Allah ta'ala's rahmat. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi makes mention in a hadith in Sahih Bukhari. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming to tell the people the precise night of Laylatul Qadr. Two people were fighting. And because of the two people fighting, Ibn Kathir writes, the perniciousness of that, Allah ta'ala took away that knowledge till the day of Qiyamah. Do aadmiyon ke jagre se Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne Laylatul Qadr ki jo sahi raat hai, Allah ta'ala ne us ummat ko mahroom kar diya. Jagre ki wajah se. Then ulama write, Hazrat Luqman's very beautiful statement, may yuksirul mira yashtim aw yushtam. He who gets involved in an argument, he will either swear someone or someone will swear him. Jo kisi ke saath jagre karega, ya to wo kisi ko gali dega, ya kisi ka gali sunega. Whoever gets involved in an argument, either he's going to swear someone, he's going to abuse someone, or someone is going to abuse or swear him. So what's the benefit? There's a very beautiful statement of Abdullah ibn Hassan ibn al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said, when someone asks him, what do you think about disputes? So he will say, disputes and arguments spoils all friendships. How many times people had friendships for so long? They argued, they dispute, their friendship was gone down the drain. And severs firm relationship. It is at the very least a means of overpowering others in argument, which is the greatest reasons for cutting off ties. So even if you have an argument with someone, even if you beat him in the argument, you will win the argument, you will lose the person. So you will win that, but afterwards you will lose the person. So therefore, to stay away from our, and also it creates ill feelings and hatred amongst people. Arguments and dispute creates ill feelings and disputes. So therefore, Islam and our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran has told us to stay away from arguments. Now, how do we do so? Let me give you few tips. One is stay away from an argument before it happens. Jagre se pehle jagre se baz raho. Jagre ko pass mat aane dena. Don't let an argument come close to you. And this is a Quranic hint. وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When an ignorant person engages you in argument, قَالُوا سَلَامًا, says salam to you, but I don't want to get involved in an argument with you. A very famous hadith which we quote at the time of Ramadan, that when إِذَا سَابَهُ أَحَدَكُمْ, when someone wants to argue with you when you got roza, فَلْيَقُلْ, tell unto him, إِنِ امْرُؤٌ سَائِمْ, I'm a person who is fasting. Why? Mujhe koi jhagda nahi chahiye. I don't want to get involved. So when you are fasting and someone comes to argue with you, tell him nicely, I don't want to argue with you. First thing to avoid a dispute is, don't let a dispute come near you. Avoid the dispute before it happens. And this is also very important. Sometimes you find yourself in a situation, you know you're not going to agree with someone. You know in a family you're not agreeing with someone. And there is a possibility of an argument. I will never say cut off relationship. Inna husnul ahdi min al iman. There's a hadith. To maintain relationship is part of iman. Cut down. If you feel there's a possibility of having an argument with someone, have less to do with him. Agar kisi ke saath jagre ke nobat aaye, ya dar ya andesha ho, to usse taalluq mein kuch kami karo. تعلق کاتو نہیں کر تعلق سے باز نہ رہے لیکن کچھ کمی کرو. Cut down so you don't get involved in an argument. First thing. The second thing, علماء have made mention, that consider unilateral withdrawal. Sometimes consider, if you are having an argument with someone, just walk away from that argument. Walk away from that argument. It's sometimes very difficult upon the ego. یہ نفس کے لیے بہت دشوار ہے, لیکن اس کی جو ہے نا وہ یا اللہ اس کی جو ہے نا وہ رحمت اور اس کی جزا اور اس کی ثواب, سبحان اللہ. What a great thing to walk away from an argument. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم حدیث ابو داؤد, انا زعیم ببیت فی وسط الجنہ لمن ترک المرا وهو محق. I guarantee a house in the middle of Jannah for a person who walks away from an argument while he is correct. I want to repeat that. I guarantee a house in the middle of Jannah for a person who walks away from an argument while he is on the right. Subhanallah. It's such an amazing thing. May uske liye jannat ka zamin ho jo haq par hote hue jagre ke waqt khamosh rahe ya jagre se baz rahe. Jannat mein zamin deta hu ke wo jannat mein rahega. So sometimes consider unilateral withdrawal. It is a very difficult thing, but it is very rewarding. The third thing is, forgive a person who has done you wrong. Forgive him. Subhanallah. So if someone has done you wrong, go and forgive him. It is something that is so rewarding. It is closer towards the sunnah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us to do so. But we don't like to forgive, my dear respect. We like to keep the fans of argument all the time. Husband and wife was one day fighting. So when they were fighting, they were going on the road. So you see now how it happens. Instead of now forgiving, they started now cheering one another. They started, you know, poking and provoking one another. So one of the spouses, I won't say who, nowadays you have to be gender sensitive. So when they were going, they saw a group of donkeys on the side. So one of them told the others, "Your relatives." So the other one replied, "Yes, my in-laws." You see how we fight all the time. So forgive, my dear respected brothers. Learn to forgive. What is forgiveness? Allah in the Holy Quran says, "وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا." Forgiveness is a right to which you are entitled to, but you forego it for the sake of Allah. You are entitled to that right. Someone is owing you 100 rand. You are entitled to that 100 rand. He doesn't want to give you, he's making a big argument. And you say, "Bail ko ja. Faman afa wa aslaha fa ajruhu ala Allah." You forgive him and your reward will be with Allah Ta'ala. Wa anta afu aqrabu lit taqwa. I'm just giving the definition. I'm not saying you must necessarily forgive, but the definition is to a right you are entitled to, but you forgive for the sake of Allah. Wa anta afu aqrabu lit taqwa. If you forgive, it is closer towards taqwa. It is closer towards piety. It is an amazing aspect. And many a times people consider forgiveness a weakness. It is very wrong. Only those can forgive who are the strongest, because they have control over their emotions. Despite their hurt, they tend to move on to overcome their grudges. Says Allah in the Holy Quran, وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. The man who makes sabr and forgives, it is an act of great courage. It is an act of great courage. Courage is not to take revenge. Taqat to yehi hai ki aapke paas haq ho aur aap jo hai na wo Allah Taala ke waste usko aap maaf kar dete hain. Allah na Holy Quran says wal ya'fu wal yasfahu ala tuhibbuna an yaghfira Allahu lakum. There's a very long incident behind this ayat, I won't go into it. It was pertaining to Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who said he will not forgive those and will not do good to those who had been in the forefront of doing what? Of being in the forefront of spreading rumors about his own daughters. Al-Iyadu Billah, Nakle Kufar, Kufar Nabashad. With regard to his daughter's immorality, Al-Iyadu Billah. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. Hazrat Abu Bakr said, "I will no more give them any charity. I used to help them, now I won't help them. After helping them, this is what they did." Allah says, "Wala ya'tali ulul fadli minkum." Oh, Abu Bakr, it does not behove such a great person. Wal ya'fu, pardon them, forgive them. Ala tuhibbun, don't you love Allah must forgive you? When Abu Bakr heard this, he said, "Ya Allah, I wish that you must forgive me, I forgive them." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hadith, whoever pardons, there's three things Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will take an oath on. I will only relate the one that is to the topic. No one forgives another person except Allah Ta'ala increases him in honor. No one forgives another person except Allah Ta'ala increases him in honor and respect. So my dear respected brothers, it is something that we have to keep in mind. Sometimes you forgive not that the person who you're forgiving is worthy of forgiveness, but you forgive for your own sake to bring peace unto yourself. Third thing, forgive. Then sometimes also there's an aspect of making sulah. Allah in the Holy Quran says, وَالصُلْحُ خَيْرٌ. Sulah is very, very good. What is compromise? كُلُّ سُلْهُمْ جَائِزٌ بَيْنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, every compromise is permissible between Muslims except that compromise which makes a halal haram or vice versa. And what is this? Sometimes, what is compromise? Compromise is you got a problem. You give and take. You say, I'm entitled to 1,000. I will compromise. I will take 500 instead of the 1,000 that is due to me for the sake of reaching a compromise and for the sake of closing the argument. As-sulhu khayr. What does Allah in the Quran say? Sulah is very, very good. It is khair. So sometimes there's an aspect of making sulah. Then another aspect with regard to it is, if you can't make sulah and you can't compromise, then you go for mediation and arbitration. Then you go to someone who can resolve your differences. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا فَبْعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. If there's a difference between the husband and wife, then the husband appoints someone from his side, the wife appoints someone from her side. إِيُّرِيدَ إِصْلَاحِ. If they come together wishing that there must be reconciliation, Allah will reconcile them. So the other aspect with regard to resolving your disputes is, go for mediation and arbitration. Go and give it to someone who's got the wisdom to be able to resolve your differences. So this is a reality with regard to it. Now just two more other points I will make mention of. One other aspect is, it's also given the harms of disputes and arguments, it's also the responsibility of other people. When you know that someone is having an argument and dispute, to try and resolve it. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. We all know the first portion of the ayat. Muslims and mu'mins are brothers unto one another. فَأَصْلِحُوا. Reconcile brothers. So if you know that there is someone who is arguing in your family, in your community, you got influence, use your influence to stop their arguing. Stop the disputes. Right? That is the Quranic ayat. Also in another way, in ta'ifatani min al-mu'minin, tatlu fa'aslihu baynahuma. If people are fighting, bring them together. Ala ukhbirukum bi afzal darajat qa'im al-layl wa sa'im an-nahar. Nabi SAW one day told a sahaba, shouldn't I tell you something that is even more rewarding than salat, zakat, and charity? Bala ya Rasulullah. Tell us, Ya Rasulullah, what is even more rewarding than salat, zakat, and charity? Al-islahu dhat al-bayyin. Bring people together. Reconcile. Kya main aapko aise cheez na batau, jo zakat, salat, aur tahajjud se bhi barkar neki hai? Ya Rasulullah, zarur bataiye. Logon ke darmiyan sulah karo. Jo jagre mein hai, unke darmiyan sulah karo. Because I will say, Nabi SAW said, because jagra and disputes, he al haliqa, it is a shaver. And I don't say it shaves off your hair. It doesn't, not a shaver that shaves your hair. It shaves your deen. It takes away your deen. So, logon ke darmiyan sulah karo. And lastly, don't ever get involved in religious arguments. Especially, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, religious arguments is for the ulama. You and I, you know, what must we get involved in religious arguments? By we just get involved. Jo karne ki cheez hai, wo karte raho. Madhabi bahath maine ki hi nahi. Faltu akal mujh mein thi hi nahi. Allama Akbar al-Ahbari's most beautiful poem. I never got involved in religious arguments. I don't have spare intellect to get involved in religious arguments. And you know, the hadith, ma dhalla qawmun ba'da al-huda, illa utul jadal. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, there is no one who goes astray after being given hidayat except through the means of unnecessary argumentations. Imam Awzawi rahmatullah alayhi had said, whenever Almighty wants evil to befall some people, He keeps them in continuous disputes and arguments and make them stop doing good deeds. Whenever Allah wants evil, whenever Allah wants to punish someone, He makes them get involved in arguments and they stop doing good deeds. May Allah Ta'ala keep us away from all types of jagra. I have given you the harms and I have given you certain practical measures of staying away from jagra. May Allah Ta'ala keep us all the time united and keep us away from all types of unnecessary disputes and arguments. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We are fortunate, alhamdulillah, today we have Qari Saad Nu'mani, who is a very prominent Qari, who has the ability not only to recite very beautiful, but also has the ability to imitate the famous Qurra of the world, whether it be the Imams of the Haramain and other people. And inshallah, he will be performing the khutbah and salah. Jazakumullah.